Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden took a partial victory for a strengthening economy in last night's State of the Union address, his first before a divided Congress.
Thanks to what you've all done, we're exporting American products and creating American jobs. But we have more to do. But here at home, inflation is coming down.
Our respondent, Nancy Cordes from Washington.
President Biden's second State of the Union address started with a show of bipartisanship as he congratulated the new House Speaker, Republican Kevin McCarthy.
Speaker, I don't want to ruin your reputation, but I look forward to working with you.
But the night quickly took a turn. McCarthy had to shush members of his own party at least four times as they booed and interrupted the president when he talked about China, about fentanyl, and when he noted that some Republicans have proposed cutting Medicare and Social Security.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak greeted Ukraine's president on the tarmac when he arrived for a surprise visit to London. The two men met at 10 Downing Street. Then Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the British Parliament in a bid for more military support.
We will always come out on top of evil. This lies at the core of our, but also your, traditions.
Zelensky is also meeting with King Charles. It's a race against time to find additional survivors trapped in massive mounds of rubble in the frigid cold after Monday's 7.8 earthquake that devastated parts of Turkey and Syria. Today, the death toll topped 11,000. In Pyongyang, marked the 75th anniversary of the country's army. Small government-organized groups performed. Others held signs praising the Korean People's Army. The King gets a new title after last night's Lakers game. CBS's Steve Futterman was there.
What a moment for LeBron James. He is now the NBA's all-time leading scorer. And the crowd here chanting MVP. He entered the league 20 years ago, and tonight he attains one of the greatest records in basketball.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who held the title for almost 40 years, was there to congratulate his successor.
LeBron has conducted himself with class. He had a plan. He came right out of high school and went after excellence on the court.
CVS is taking a giant plunge into primary medical care. It's reached a $10.6 billion all-cash deal to buy clinic owner Oak Street Health. It adds hundreds of senior clinics, as well as about 600 physicians and nurse practitioners for COVID vaccinations, strep tests, and other services at CVS pharmacies. S&P futures down 20, Dow futures off 119. This is CBS News.
You know, it's true.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. In the race for the 8th Senate District being vacated by Senator Alberta Darling, three Republicans are facing off in the February 21st primary. A national Republican group working to support re-elections of GOP members who voted to impeach former President Trump is out with ads criticizing State Representative Janelle Branchon. Branchon used her position on the Assembly Elections Committee to promote baseless conspiracy theories about the Wisconsin election system. She is facing State Representative Dan Nodal and Thiensville Village President Van Motley in the February 21st primary. The winner will go on to face Jody Havish-Sinikin of Whitefish Bay. President Biden stopping in Wisconsin today at a training center north of Madison, highlighting his jobs plan. The president delivered the State of the Union address last night. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly could. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com. The SHA 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAU. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. This hour, I'm pretty clear, it's Wednesday. It's the happier happy hour. It's the State of the Union Hangover Edition. And I had the president in my backyard today, and we got a fine guest right now. The honorary title bestowed upon you, sir. Friend of the devil, Harvey K. Welcome back, Dr. Harvey K.
Hey, Harvey.
Thank you. Thank you. I was just saying before, I don't know if anyone else out there has had the same experience, that Twitter has been acting up in a strange way today. It told me on a day that I think I've tweeted less than usual that I had used up all my tweets for the day. So either Elon Musk has targeted Devil's Advocates radio folks, or generally speaking, the machinery has gone awry.
I think there's a ghost in the machine. You know, some ex-Twitter guys were testifying in front of the Republicans today. So maybe there's some reason for that. But Harvey, you're not alone, man. I got the same message. You reached your tweet, which is like, what, 5,000 a day or something. I mean, some unrealistic amount. And I also had trouble with Facebook on social media today. So the internet not being very happy, but it seems to be all working now.
Yeah, but I'm excited since I'm being silenced in the internet, I am being welcomed on the radio.
That's
buddy,
right.
You are being heard right now on WGBW in Green Bay, in your hometown, or at least your adopted hometown, where you are a doctor emeritus, my understanding, from the University.
Professor emeritus. Oh, I still have professor emeritus.
They don't take the doctorate back from you?
No.
It's not a rental doctorate. Dr. Harvey K., Professor Emeritus, a former friend of the Devil's Advocate from Green Bay, Wisconsin. You got the GB hat, man. You heard I got another buddy from that neck of the woods, Gilbert Brown. He puts the GB in WGBW. Apparently,
yeah,
it's not
bet.
Your hat,
right.
Harvey.
Well, I was in Florida for 2 weeks, and I decided since I was in the South, I would recall my own time in the South, and I actually ordered and received in the mail yesterday or wherever my LSU cap. LSU football cap. So I'm going to be wearing a different cap every time we speak.
Why LSU? Did you go to college there? Why LSU, fella?
PhD, LSU. Doctor of Philosophy, Louisiana State University.
Well, you lost me on doctor and then also philosophy. I couldn't even.
Yeah, by the way, as a very, he's now deceased, a good friend of mine, historian who passed away in his 90s, said to me one time, everything philosophers have written of value can be reduced to half a page.
If only Dr. Sherwitz at La Crosse had that standard, because she expected you to show up for the pop quizzes and everything, Harvey. And I couldn't. And here's where I struggle in the world right now as well. When I went to philosophy class, and I realize it's just an exercise, but if we can't agree that the sky in my world is blue and the sky in your world is blue, and the facts in my world that are true are also true in your world. And I often fought with Dr. Sherwitz, but Harvey, not like these hecklers last night at the State of the Union. I wasn't Marjorie Taylor Greene out there saying, "You liar." Well, hell, Joe Biden was a hell of a lot more right than I ever was. Harvey, what was your impression of the speech to watch, the big speechifying last night?
Okay, well, let me just start by saying that the only thing I could say about the Marjorie Taylor Greene performance was that since she came attired in this all-white outfit.
She got it from Huggy Bear's closet, I think, but please continue.
Well, what I was going to say is that I think she was shouting, not because she had any antipathy to Biden, which I'm exaggerating when I deny that. It's also the case that she was trying, you know, how they often tell you what women have worn on any given event day. Maybe she was promoting the clothing and she got the camera on her a little bit more by being so obnoxious. Okay.
She was being a congressional influencer at the State of the Union. She's getting paid to rabble rouse in that outfit.
Is that really what it comes down to these days? Real quick, let me throw this out there before we get into Joe Biden's speech. CNN poll. I just found this. A 72% majority of Americans who watched Biden's State of the Union address had a positive reaction to it. 72%. Apparently, that includes some Republicans as well. Harvey, did you have a positive reaction to it?
Okay, let me. You know I'm going to offer criticism, so let me start off with the positive.
Okay, let's do that.
The positive is this. When Biden was running for president, after they ganged up on Bernie and pushed him out, people said to me, "Can he handle it?" And I said, "If he can recover his voice from 40 years of trying to cut Social Security and Medicare, if he can apply that kind of voice to a more progressive agenda, that would be great." So what I can tell you is last night, I heard Joe Biden's voice from those 40 years of trying to cut Social Security and Medicare. The difference was the content was inside out from his past. Okay, now he was saying he would veto any effort on the part of the Republicans to undo the democratic and progressive achievements of the 30 years and more between the 1930s and the 1960s. That was very welcome. I was blown away by his performance. Yeah, there was some slurring. Okay, there was some slurring.
I have that problem, Harvey. You can't hold that against a man.
No, I said there was some slurring, and I'm sure that in my classroom performances over many an occasion, sober, by the way, there's no excuse, you might say.
No guarantees here, Harvey.
No, I mean, it really was a dynamic performance on his part.
Yeah.
Not to mention, I think he spoke for about an hour and 10 minutes, which is a long time to sustain that kind of energy. But it's also possible that the likes of Marjorie Taylor Greene and others actually energized him all the more, right? I mean, somebody shouts at you that you're a liar and whatever else they said, sometimes I didn't hear it. That'll definitely get you going. That'll rev you up if you're losing, you know, your voice. But okay, so having said that, I just kept thinking to myself, why wasn't that the kind of energy and content that, and the two must come together to be effective, that why didn't we hear that 2 years ago? I know that he gave a nice, you know, set of addresses in the first spring of his presidency, but he did not forcefully argue for the kinds of things he argued for last night. Okay, so I mean, if a president of the United States who claims to be a friend of labor, you know, what is it, working class, not working class,
he's
you know,
at a labor
whatever.
Temple today in DeForest, or at least a labor union trading facility in DeForest today, Harvey.
Well, I understand he was down there in Madison with you. I do understand that. But here's the thing. He said, you know, pass the PRO Act, create a living wage. Well, first of all, 2 years ago was the time to fight for that. And the reason I say fight for that is that if he fought for the kinds of things he was fighting for orally, rhetorically last night, then they would not have lost the House, even if they couldn't pass that stuff because of the likes of Sinema and Manchin. And sidebar to that, I thought Sinema was kind of fun to watch, too, in her yellow outfit. I mean, I just don't mean to pick on women for their attire. Men dress boring at these events, basically. But it was the case that that yellow attire by Kyrsten Sinema was kind of, you know, fun to see. But to come back to it, Kyrsten Sinema and Manchin blocked a minimum wage increase and the possibility of the PRO Act and the possibility of lifting the filibuster. And let me further add, and this is, I warned you I was going to be critical. Why didn't Biden call his two, you know, he had senators, Democratic senators from Delaware who blocked the kinds of things he wanted last night in that he called for in his speech. So it's all well and good, and I welcome it. But it is the case that he should have done it 2 years ago. He should have demanded action 2 years ago. You know, that's the way I felt about it. Ultimately, I'm sorry. I know you guys like me to get Pollyannish, but
no, man, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Harvey K, our friend. Obviously, the political circumstances have changed, right? He had the opportunity then, I think, to your point, to be able to at least fight this, push this more. But now with the MAGA in charge of the House, obviously that's sure. Not happening. So he's got to you know, articulate for the American people the positions and the play on Social Security, at least in this particular speech, the way that he drew in the MAGAs, Harvey. I mean, I thought regardless of what his past positions are, and yeah, you can be critical, certainly, but the way he played them last night, I thought was spectacular.
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely spectacular. I mean, he didn't miss a beat, right? They said he turned around. They didn't miss a beat. I mean, he didn't miss a beat. And at a certain point, even Kevin McCarthy was trying to shut down, you know, I mean,
he was,
you know why? Because McCarthy like knew the people who were making the most noise were his enemies.
Like bad kids at the Chuck E. Cheese. He was like, shh, shh, shh.
You know, Harvey,
control.
In some weird way, we started doing a radio show because they would shush Dom and I talking politics during the uprising. We'd go to a bar and they'd shush us talking about politics. You can't talk about politics. And we said, the day you can't talk about politics is the day we talk about politics everywhere. Right. And that's what we've been doing ever since.
So listen, so one last thing before we go. Not at least for this segment.
Yeah.
And that is that if you're now in Green Bay, okay? Next time you're up here, we got to talk, you know, see what we can do about really expanding the horizons up here in Green Bay. And also, I fantasize the idea that if I shouted loud enough to you right now, there would be enough people tuned into WGBW that I would hear it outside my window.
Maybe if you asked them to honk. If you live in Harvey's neighborhood up there in WGBW land, lay on the horn right now. No good reason. Harvey wants to hear you. Honk! Honk for Harvey! Come back. We'll talk to Harvey a little bit more. He's presumptuous. He assumes we're having him back.
We
better get some honks! More Devil's Advocates.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You could nominate your D-bag of the year. Got a nominee for us?
There were so many of them as we can do. I had to go with the ranked choice system. Okay.
I like the way you think, Rick. Okay. What else you got?
Rojo.
listener poll. I think this nominee for D-Bag of the Year pretty much sums it up.
Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and also on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Snow likely becoming mixed precipitation tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 32, winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 34, cloudy. Cloudy again tomorrow night, chance of snow showers 25. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Please follow us on the socials. You can find us on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio and on Twitter at Devil Radio.
Tom, we got to find guest. He stuck around of his own volition. He is Dr. Harvey K. He's a friend of ours. I think we're still friends, aren't we, Harvey?
Absolutely. And I have breaking news for you.
Oh, break it for us.
In the during the break, that's why I call it breaking news, I tweeted and it went through. That shows you, Devil Radio, this show has literally reached the offices of Elon Musk and Twitter, and they have lifted their ban on my voice on Twitter.
You know, we were ready to call for a House subcommittee on the censorship campaign of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Harvey, you know, last time Dom and I were in Green Bay recently, we told you we were coming, and you fled town for 2 weeks. We had to break bread at a hotel bar, man. Come on, Harvey.
You know what? I can tell you, we were heading to Florida for a couple of weeks, and I apologize. I should have stayed and suffered the weather here in order to meet you. What can I say? And by the way, it's going to snow tonight, as you just heard. And I'd like to get back on a plane to Florida, actually.
My wife's trying to get back from California, where our daughter lives. And my guess is she was probably at least delayed by Joe Biden flying out of Truex this afternoon. We are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, except that guy. He's Harvey K., our good friend. Harvey, Biden's taking her on the road. And, you know, we often talk about the fact we are a messaging platform. I mean, hell, the Republican, I guarantee if this was a different party coming to town, a Republican president coming to town, there would have been a shout out to lots of local right wing talk radio hosts. They'd have called everyone. And he would have sprinkled, or she, but, you know, it's always going to be a he if it's Republicans. He would have sprinkled 5-6 interviews around the area. It would have built some momentum. That's what Trump did every time. That was the tool. And Trump did lots of rallies in the state of Wisconsin, right?
Yes.
I mean, he worked hard. If nothing else, Trump campaigned hard in 2016. But he also worked the phones, and he worked right-wing talk radio. I mean, not like Joe Biden's taking any advice from this guy. It's like Lou from Cudahy. I'm like Lou from Cudahy right now. Joy had taken advice from me, but if I were the president's handlers, I might have called into the one radio platform in the state of Wisconsin that could have put him into Green Bay, into Milwaukee, into Madison, into Stevens Point, Rapids, Amory, all over the state. Harvey, it's going to be worldwide soon. We could have done that for Joe. All it would have taken is one phone call. If they're still on the ground, Joe, 844-967-2789. We'd preempt this guy, but I'll let you talk, Harvey. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I do think it's good he's going to make this tour. And let me turn to the positive now. Let me turn to the positive. I think that this actually affords not an opportunity, but a challenge to progressives right now, a challenge to progressives. Biden's speech last night, though it should have been given with that same energy and determination 2 years ago, should be listened to by progressives with the idea that we should be now grabbing hold of those arguments and supporting those kinds of demands for 2020 from the Democratic Party. Their own leader has now said, you know, we're going to defend Social Security and Medicare, number one. But beyond that, we're going to rebuild American manufacturing. We're going to definitely try to empower workers once again with the PRO Act. Notice he didn't say, give me a better minimum wage. He said, give us a living wage. I mean, he said things that I think we should not so much hold him accountable for. We should start demanding that of our own Democratic representatives. And I want to go a step further. The Economic Bill of Rights, the Wisconsin Economic Bill of Rights, is going to come forth again by way of Francesca Hong and Christina Shelton here in Green Bay. They're going to be promoting it again. I want listeners all around the state of Wisconsin who are hearing this to start thinking about that as our agenda.
Harvey, the megas, the Republicans, now that they have their speaker, have now engaged in their committees, right? And one of their first steps was to try to get Democrats to somehow criticize socialism. Harvey, socialism is terrible. Socialism is killing. Socialism, and of course, they're thinking of totalitarianism and communism.
Sure.
But that's not what they're saying. But that's what they're thinking. And of course, we've identified lots of different socialistic, you know, roads and sewers and, you know, the army and the court system and police and EMTs and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How effective do you think the Republicans are when they use this socialism club?
Well, it's not effective amongst most young people. Okay. In fact, it's almost as if they're saying to young people, forget your future. We're not going to allow because when they say socialism, they're not talking about communism. There's no communist threat in the United States. There's no threat of national.
You didn't hear about the balloon, Harvey?
What?
You didn't hear about the balloon? Sorry to interrupt, sir.
No, there's no communist.
But the point is, what we desperately need is the kind of social democracy that the Democrats from Roosevelt all the way through to the age of the Great Society and Lyndon Johnson were demanding and pressing for, and that Bernie Sanders called for. He didn't use the term. He mistakenly called it socialism, but it's social democracy that we need to be advancing. Look, we can't just say we're going to block and stand behind Biden. We have to start going on the offensive. And Devil's Radio, the entire network that's being created, can play a really important role here in Wisconsin in making that happen.
I hate to break it to you. While you were in Florida, we killed the Devil Radio brand. We're still the Devil's Advocates, greatest radio show ever.
Our Twitter feed is actually Devil Radio.
But the Devil Radio brand, tis no more. First, it was Charlie Radio.
Okay, fine. So and what are we now called? What are we going to call this network then?
The network is Civic Media. The radio
Civic
station
Media.
In Madison.
Okay.
Is Bad Radio,
media.
And he's our buddy, Harvey K. Thanks for coming around. Dr. Harvey K., more Devils. The happy hour rolls on.
Thanks.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Brief. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Turkey and Syria has killed more than 2,600 people, and there could be more bodies trapped under buildings. This man says the shaking started in the middle of the night.
Just instinctively, we just ran for our lives out of the building. And then we saw other families just coming out, running for their lives as well from the building.
Authorities in East Palestine, Ohio, are warning people a train derailment with dangerous chemicals on board could still blow up. Charles Emix with the Red Cross.
Chaotic. A lot of people don't want to leave their house. They don't understand what the dangers are. Some of them have pets at their home, and it's hard to convince them to get out.
Retired General H.R. McMaster says that Chinese spy balloon clearly violated international law.
part of a sustained campaign of espionage against the United States. So I'm hoping this is kind of a wake-up call for all of us.
Crews are still working to recover its pieces. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. Surprising no one, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is named as one of the first to testify to the House Republicans' new special committee on conspiracy theories, the deep state, Hunter Biden's laptop, horse dewormer as a COVID treatment, gas stoves, M&Ms, and now Chinese balloons. They actually call the committee something-something weaponization of the government, but it's really just a way to harass political opponents with flimsy accusations, the stuff of bullies. It's noteworthy that the committee's first meeting occurs on the very anniversary of another shameful moment in Wisconsin Senatehood. It was this week in 1950 when Joseph McCarthy claimed to have a list of communists working in the U.S. State Department. Many lives would be ruined by that Wisconsin senator making up stuff in order to weaponize his political power. Will Ron Johnson see that and say, hold my beer? Follow me on Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 a.m.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003, 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram, Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution. And Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup. And I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the State of the Union hangover edition. But I hardly feel hungover, Dom. Mostly I didn't drink. I didn't really do the drinking, although I did find the State of the Union quite entertaining. I gave it an A- for entertainment value, and that's way more grossly exceeded my expectations for entertainment value.
Are you counting the entertainment, the disruption, and the jackassery that was coming from people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and so on and so forth?
And I got to tell you, and the fine coverage on Civic Media, we had excellent coverage here last night, and I'd like to think we had at least fair to middling coverage of President Joe Biden right down the road, Madison, today. More DeForest, Wisconsin. It has its own little identity. It's a fine little town right outside of here. Dane County, still in my county, right up the road. So the president came here. But the other part I'd like to throw in, Dom, for your entertainment consideration part of the vote, the dystopian speech, that crazy bat guano thing, that Republican response, and it went on and on. And thankfully, we hit the 10 o'clock hour here on Civic Media. And Terry Bell said, we're done, and cut her off. And boom, we were done. We were done with Huck Sanders many, many lies. Steve Schmidt, you remember that guy? Part of the Lincoln Project, one of the co-founders.
Conservative, yes.
He was on the, well, he ran John McCain's campaign. So he's got some, you know, Republican conservative bona fides. And here's what he said today about that, the Republican response. And by the way, thank you, Harvey K., our good friend. And, you know, we use that term quite loosely around here. You can, you also could probably be a friend of the devil if you just called us with a little consistency. I guarantee you'd probably get a moniker, 844-967-2789. I'm like Trump. I like to moniker people. Right, little Dom?
That's not a great trait, Michael. Maybe you want to move away from that.
Well, we have that and the narcissism in common. Here's what Steve Schmidt, said about the marvelous response of Governor Huck Sanders. Former Republican advisor and Lincoln Project co-founder Steve Schmidt tore a new one into the State of the Union response speech by Governor Sarah Huckelier Sanders, a Republican from Arkansas, on his The Warning podcast. You know, you got to admire The Warning. Listen, here is your warning. He's giving you a warning about her. Sanders' speech, which was panned by commentators as dystopian, there's that word again, Dom, was simply more of the same false pro-Trump propaganda that she was notorious for spreading as a White House press secretary, Schmidt said. I'm going to quote him, Dom. Last night, the American people were abused. They were abused once again by MAGA lies. Lies, this time, once again, by Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You know, Hucka Sanders, Dom. Now the gubernator of Arkansas. Sarah Hucka Sanders is a pathological liar. She lied to the American people on a daily basis, 5 days a week in the name of Donald Trump. She lied thousands of times for a president who, in 4 short years, lied to the American people tens of thousands of times. Times, that'd be a plural. Lots of times. Schmidt took particular umbrage at the line in Sanders' response where she said, and here's a quote, Dom, I don't know if you saw this, the dividing line in America is no longer between right or left. The choice is between normal or crazy.
I maybe don't disagree, but perhaps we have different contexts.
Schmidt went on to say, she said that while Marjorie Taylor Greene conducted her antics and disgraced herself on the House floor with her jeering and her booing of the President of the United States, who conveyed in his message to the American people the significant accomplishments of his administration. Schmidt went on, Dom, last night's speech was supposed to be a Republican response. And we're told over and over again by the news media that Republican leaders want to move on from the era of Trump. But last night they picked as the person to respond the Trump era spokesliar. That's my editorialization, spokesperson. Among the other things Sanders claimed in her speech are that America is under threat by a woke mob and that under Biden we must partake in their rituals, salute their flags, and worship their false idols. I mean, it was a little dystopian, Dom. I don't know. I've never seen any of those things. A little bit more from Schmidt. Sarah Huckabee Sanders positioned herself as the voice of a rising generation of Americans. No, thank you, said Schmidt, calling her a congenital liar who broke her oath. It was stale. It was old. It was an ugly speech from a lying governor who is unfit for any type of public service. What a ringing endorsement he gives her.
Which is why she's governor of Arkansas. Come on, Arkansas. You can do better than that. The quote.
She represented the Republican Party nationally last night. She was the shining star raised up for future higher evil malfeasance, Dom. They're grooming her to be a presidential candidate, don't you know?
I mean, what we've discovered from MAGA is that you can, if you say it, you lie, you have no shame. It doesn't matter, right? It does not matter. She says she heard from what? Lots of FBI agents, yada, yada. Then when she had to say the same thing under oath, Well, then she changed her tune because she's a lying sack of you-know-what. Another quote from her dystopian speech last night. Most Americans simply want to live their lives in freedom and peace. But we are under attack in a left-wing culture war we didn't start and never wanted to fight. Really? I mean, this is such gaslighting from this super mega Trump liar. Of course you wanted this is a culture war. You want it. This is how you gin up your base. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. If someone wants to be a drag queen, they can go be a drag queen. Why do you care? If you don't like drag queens, don't be one. You don't like gay people, don't be gay. You don't like abortions, don't have one. You know what I'm saying? It is the Republicans. It is the mega. It is the Sarah Huckabee Sanders that are continually pushing this and pushing this and pushing this. A left-wing culture where we didn't start and never wanted to fight. Every day we are told we must partake in their rituals, salute their flags, and worship their false idols. What? What? That's exactly what you say. That's exactly what you say. Partake in your rituals. It's your God or no way, right? Salute your flag. All right. Stand for the flag and kneel for the cross. You're one of those people, right? Worship false idols. What, are you kidding me? I mean, you want to talk about grooming, Sarah Huckabee Sanders? Your religion is the biggest groomers there have ever been. You indoctrinate children at such a young age and threaten them with eternal suffering, eternal hellfire, if they don't do what you tell them to do. You're gonna claim that other folks are doing the indoctrination, are doing the grooming? Look at yourself. You are the victim of it.
Dom, one more memory. Back when Huckus Sanders was liar-in-chief on behalf of the Trump administration, among the things that now Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders said when giving her GOP response to the State of the Union address was a trip with then-President Donald Trump to Afghanistan, claiming that she felt like she was in the military herself. You know, because she got on an airplane, Dom.
Army training, sir!
Now, last night, MSNBC, in their coverage, when they returned to their panel of commentators after the Sanders speech, host Rachel Maddow made it clear that Huckabee Sanders was not in the military. She did not actually serve. That airplane flight does not make you in the military. But it was Nicole Wallace that pointed out that touting former Donald Trump as some kind of savior to servicemen and women is against everything that has been reported about the ex-commander-in-chief. And Wallace brought up what Trump used to say about the troops.
Suckers, right?
Here's what. Let me quote Nicole Wallace. She was a Republican strategist, also part of McCain's team. Just on a factual basis, which isn't where she's hanging, Donald Trump's known and was reported extensively in some of the most harrowing book reporting to have believed that the men and women who served the military and died were suckers and losers. And he was especially disgusted by men and women who had been injured in the service of our country. Perhaps that is so sadistic that I don't even like remembering it. So to paint him as some historic, heroic commander-in-chief, according to Nicole Wallace, is appalling. He ain't all that, Dom. Certainly he is not. Although he said at least once, I think I'd run in even without a gun.
Well, didn't he?
So heroic. Cadet Bone Spurs.
I was just going to say, man. Forbes reporting 23 million viewers watched Biden's State of the Union address, with Fox News drawing the largest audience, Crudy. About 4.6 million viewers, according to Nielsen's Fast National Ratings. Now, these will be updated. ABC had the second largest overall audience at just under 4.3 million. NBC 3.7, CBS 3.5, MSNBC 3.5.
Well, that is still big viewership. I mean, if you look at normal cable viewership, that would be a big night for them. Oh, let's get to the phones while there's time in this segment. OG Claire, you've been the most patient. See, you earned a moniker, OG.
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Devils.
How you doing, sister?
I'm doing good. I have, you stole my thunder because I was going to call and ask if I could have an early grievance. I know it's not Friday. I wanted to bitch about Sarah Huckster Sanders.
What was your impression of the, did you listen on the civic media or perhaps watch on the boob tube last night when Hucka Sanders, I mean, what was that? It was really weird. And I say stuff on the radio, but that was weird.
That was sickening. And she was bragging, talking about the Christmas trip to the troops with the orange one. She was bragging that the troops stood up and said, USA, USA. Picture that. It's just sickening.
She is, but this is, Claire, this is who the Republicans put out there, right? She's, what, 40 years old? She told us yesterday, youngest governor in the country right now. And this, they're, what, going to pivot to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And what, they need a change, right? This is what she was saying last night, Claire. We need a change. Well, how are you a change? You're the spokesperson for Trump. You're exactly, you are part of the problem. How is that any change whatsoever, Claire?
Here's what I'll say for Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She's not just another pretty face.
Yeah, I like the comment about there's normal and there's crazy. Yeah. I think we know who's crazy.
Crazy like a fox. 844-967-2789. Got to take one of our monikered short spoken callers before the break here. Wisco Paul, you've earned a moniker, fellow. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devil. I just wanted to chime in and say that I listen to her on the radio because I can't watch her on TV. So thanks for doing that last night and having it on the radio because, I don't know, maybe it's mean, but she's unwatchable. So well, thanks for your show today. It's awesome. And Biden, by the way, I thought Biden did a great job last night. So thanks for taking my call, Devil.
Hell of a job, Biden. Last night and today in DeForest, if you didn't hear it live right here on the Civic Media Network, go search the YouTubes. Come back with us. We're going to take your phone calls from here to the end of this big program. Dom, I forget, man. We'll more monikered friends. If you got a nickname, you'll probably go to the top of the list because I'm making a point. But if you don't have a nickname yet and you want one, get in the queue right now. 844-967-2789. Crudy's handing them out liberally, like wooden nickels. And Huckabee Sanders lies.
I hope they're better than DeSantimonious.
They're all better than DeSantimonious. You're Dom Santimonious.
Terrible.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Suddenly, my quarterback is the number one trending topic. Why, you might ask, is Aaron Rodgers trending on Twitter? He's out this game. He's got COVID-19. And to my perception, he freaking lied to us, man. I'm very frustrated that he is not eligible to play this Sunday, especially when you find out your quarterback is a half a Trumpster. And he claims, I'm not a flat earther, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just play one in the NFL. That pisses me off, man. I was going to bet on that team. Maybe. New time, 3 to 6 p.m. And Dom.
I spent a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Snow likely becoming mixed precipitation tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 32, winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 34, cloudy. Cloudy again tomorrow night, chance of snow showers 25. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, our friend journalist Bruce Murphy, just shared a long read with me. Not time for it now. We'll take callers here in a moment. But I'm going to put it up on the Devil's Advocates Facebook page. This one he knew would be right up my alley. How talk radio took over Wisconsin. Now, I am quoted in this piece. Should I read my quote to you? Should I quote me to you, Dom?
what did Crudy say, Crudy?
Well, the Crudy quote's near the end. It's worth reading to the end because I'm quoted near the end of this Bruce Murphy piece. And he talks about the dominance of right-wing talk radio in the state of Wisconsin and how it helped carry the reelection campaign of Ron Johnson. The dude made 325 appearances in the election year before winning re-election. And, you know, often our friends on the left don't even realize it's here. You know, President Joe, still time, 844-967-2789. If you're in town, how do you not call the coolest guys ever? Devil's Advocates. Anyways, so here's how I get quoted. Let me quote me back to you and the audience, Dom. I'm described here as progressive radio station owner Michael Crute has often checked out the conservative competition and says that in driving across the state in the past year, I've often heard Brian Schimming filling in on the host on a number of stations. Brian Schimming is the new Republican Party chairman, and Brian Schimming is really part of the Republican Party establishment. And the Republican parties use party singular, but there's a lot of members thereof that utilize right-wing talk radio, uplift their campaigns, uplift their messages. I mean, we started the show talking about Clan O'Donnell, racist Dan O'Donnell down the dial, just trying to eviscerate Sterling Brown for the crime of attending the State of the Union address on the same day a Milwaukee cop was killed in the line of duty. I mean, talking about twisting the narrative, Dan. So, anyways, it's worth a read. I'll post it up on the page. And hopefully, Bruce will write a follow-up article on our cool ways someday soon. 844-967-2789. If you got a moniker, you go to the top, like you, L.A. Tom, from the leftist coast. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. Now, Biden was awesome. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, just remember, if the Republicans are spewing it, you can bet they're doing it. Mm-mm. Also, every Republican accusation is a confession.
You know, those are sort of sage words, Tom. They make a lot of sense.
If you bet on those, I think you're going to win more often than not, Tom.
Who do you like in the Super Bowl this weekend, Tom?
I think the Chiefs.
Well, I do as well. One other sort of off-topic question. As my wife is returning from visiting the lovely Kelsey kid.
I have not seen your wife out here.
Well, she's back in Wisconsin now. How's the weather been, Tom? Will she come back with a smile on her face?
Yeah, she should be happy. It's been about 73, 74. Blue sky, sunny. A lot better than it was a few weeks ago, so she should be very happy.
I saw a lady in shorts here in Madison today. It was 44 and sunny.
We're getting there,
that
Tom.
About this time of year. Yeah, about this time of year. That makes sense.
We got a few more, Tom.
That's a heat wave there.
Yeah, any other quick?
No, just like I said, if the Republicans are spewing it, you can bet they're doing it. It's a definition of projection, but put a little bit simpler way for the folks out there, I guess.
We got to get a T-shirt made, man. And, Tom, please, don't forget our friend Earl Ingram, Monday mornings. I know you're a big leftist Coast Packer fan. Gilbert Brown, the Gravedigger, now appearing every Monday morning, 8 to 9 Central Time. That's early for you, Tom. But the Gravedigger has been appearing and has begun appearing on Earl's show. And we're going to replay it across the network this weekend and every subsequent weekend on Saturdays at 1 Central Time. Tom, for you, that's 11 Pacific. See, I can name the time zones all across the country. Poor Rich, he doesn't have a moniker, so he dropped off. 844-967-2789. Pizza Box Mike, you got a moniker. Welcome, fella. How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, today it's pure Michigan, Mike, if you know what I'm saying. Hey.
No, well, don't tell us more. Not on the radio. FCC regulated.
Exactly, man. It's just a wonderful state. I'm really debating moving there. But I would like to say that every time I saw Sarah Huckabee Sanders, by the way, the word ugly, just put that up. I mean, it looks like a giant red hen pecked your head.
But it's ugly from the inside out. You know what I mean? It's not the physical ugliness. It's the ideological and the intellectual ugliness. The lies she spews makes her ugly. Ugly.
Oh, absolutely.
It's ugly to the bone, to the soul, if there was one.
Dom's the perfect example. He's so beautiful on the inside, you can get over the looks on the outside, right?
Barely.
Come on.
Thank God we're on the radio, Michael.
I'm beautiful all the way through, Pizza Box.
Oh, no doubt. I'm teasing. But yeah, looking forward to Friday night, man.
Yeah, the relaunch of Outside the Pizza Box, Friday nights on the Civic Media Network. You got any guests, Pizza Box, or just free-range rambling this Friday?
I don't need a guest in an hour. I just take all calls, except CJ.
That is an excellent policy. 844-967-2789. Rico, you got a moniker. I think that's not your real name, but who knows? Welcome, Rico. What do you got for us?
That is my real name. That's what I go by. That's what people.
Well, you got to go then. Bye, Rudy. No, I'm teasing. What do you got for us?
Hey, I wanted to say, hey, I'm Hall of Fame on Gilbert's show now. I was the very first caller you ever had.
You know, I was down there. So, he's a gregarious guy. He is a big personality, not just an enormous guy because he is big, dude. And I think I'm a big guy. And Fancy Brian is a big guy. But the muscles from this guy's traps, like the back of his neck, like I've never seen another human being. I bet this guy deadlifted like 700 pounds. It's all just neck, back.
Oh my God.
And then the personality. But hey, also big.
Hey, talking about you guys were talking about the schoolgirls in their prom dress last night.
What?
The schoolgirls early, Marjorie and Cinema Christian, their dresses and everything. You know who got my vote for the best attire? Paul Pelosi's hat. There you go.
Yes,
that was cool.
Love the hat.
That was a really cool hat. The hat was a big statement, too, I thought.
I don't know. I got to tell you, if we're going to talk about the outfits, so Vice President Harris was looking sharp last night.
I love the MTG look straight from the Huggy Bear collection. I mean, that's...
What color was the president's tie?
Red. It was blue shirt, red tie, right?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Maybe I'm thinking of earlier.
We're remembering all these other things, but not the president's tie.
Well, he didn't wear a fur boa, Dom. Thank you all for listening. Have a great night. Keep it locked. Civic Media.
All right. See you later.
Hey, we got a big Wisconsin Supreme Court race this spring, and whoever wins will have a huge say over your freedom to vote, your freedom to make healthcare decisions, your freedom to have fair representation. So please listen to the advice from Drew Holiday and Brooke Lopez of our Milwaukee Bucks, and make sure you vote in the primary on February 21st.
Hey, Wisconsinites. Drew Holiday here.
And Brooke Lopez here.
I want you to make sure you're registered to vote.
It's more important now than ever because politicians are trying to restrict our freedom to vote.
I think I know why.
They're worried about our power.
So they want to take it away.
Don't let them do that.
You've got to block that shot.
So please register to vote and get out to vote. Just go to myvote.wi.gov.
myvote.wi.gov.
Defend your right to vote and exercise your freedom to vote.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, wisdc.org, which is solely responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.